now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, we talk about a new film called Jackie, all about Jackie Kennedy. Swank advice on how to get your morning cup of joe the right way. Plus, how do you feel about working at the age of 81? Here's the ticket torches now and green fire.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Well, sometimes I feel I got to run away, I got to get away from the pain. You drive into the heart of me. Love we share seems to go nowhere. And I lost my life. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now
takes a look at the immediate impact of the Kennedy assassination, especially upon his wife, and what those left behind try to leave behind.
People need their history. They need to know that real men actually lived here.
Well, I've grown accustomed to a great divide between what people believe and what I know to be real.
And how would you like him remembered?
There should be more horses, more soldiers.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
There's more crying, more cameras.
This is making us look like barbarians.
What's wrong with you?
You don't have to do this.
I will march with Jack.
Freeze,
alone, if necessary. I'm not the First Lady anymore.
film reviewer Benjamin Mack joins me. What do you think?
In 1963, John F. Kennedy, the then president of America, was assassinated in Dallas. And Jackie focuses on the sort of week to 2 weeks after that, particularly upon his wife, Jackie, played by Natalie Portman. And the film itself is a bit fragmented, so you get what happens kind of beforehand, during, after. Like, it's all over the place a little bit as we focus on how Jackie in particular deals with the loss of her husband, but also tries to have his memory celebrated and commemorated. And a lot of that is done through her being interviewed by a journalist, played by Billy Crudup, and that effectively frames the way the movie depicts Jackie trying to deal with her grief.
What about Natalie Portman's performance? Is it good?
You'll be enticed along in this particular, for this particular project, I think because of Natalie Portman's performance, which already is being talked up. It was a bit of a shock that she didn't win at the Golden Globes. A French actress, Isabelle Huppert, won Best Actress for a film called Elle. But Natalie Portman is going to go strong at the Oscars, might possibly win for her performance here. So a lot of people are going to be going along for Natalie Portman.
Seems like it's a pretty sad movie.
It's a depressing biopic. Well, it's hardly not going to be, is it, given the subject matter of it? This is from a director from Chile called Pablo Larraín, who's made a great film. I think he's tried to make a biopic that's slightly different, and the slight difference in it comes from everything from the way the film's constructed. So it is very fragmented across time. It takes a little bit to get your head around where exactly are we and why are people talking about things in this particular way. Also, everything from the music score to the look of the film, the score is fantastic, but it's very unsettling and very glum. And so as a result, you get kind of enveloped in this world of grief, and then particularly through the focus upon Jackie, played by Natalie Portman. Initially, I found Portman's performance a little bit over the top. The way she speaks, the way she dresses, the way she acts is obviously very much like Jackie Kennedy if you go back and watch footage of Jackie Kennedy. But the performance is so affected, I found it a little bit distracting. But the longer it goes along, the more Portman kind of sinks into it, and you get really quite captivated, I think, by watching a woman unravel in public and also in private about this amazing, shocking event that just, like, you know, traumatized the world effectively. But she's at the epicenter of it, trying to work out how she deals with not just her own personal pain, but then also how she's going to uphold her husband in public as well. And then throughout the film, you get her discussions with Billy Crudup, the journalist, and she's trying to do everything from manipulate his questions and his presentation of truth to being frank and honest. And she also has some sort of confessional scenes with a priest played by John Hurt. All of these things wrapping up into a very depressing, very kind of overwhelming portrait of grief, but a pretty excellent portrait nonetheless.
What does Jackie tell us about how we'd like to be remembered?
I reckon Jackie, in one word, is about legacy. There is so much in this film about how JFK is going to be remembered, commemorated. Jackie is obsessed with particularly getting a funeral for her husband, a funeral procession like Abraham Lincoln, one of the most famous American presidents. She pretty much wants to have exactly the same one done because she believes her husband is on the same level as Abraham Lincoln, and yet still readily admits that he wasn't perfect and that she's effectively trying to make a saint out of a man while still admitting that he wasn't one.
New film, Jackie. Check it out today. Here's the Metropole Orchestra and the OS 117 thing on the Cocktail Lounge.
délices de cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Mancini there and the Peter Gunn theme and Airport Rock before that was Giancarlo Baragossi. How do you feel about working at the age of 81? Well, that's the story of Floyd Norman. If you've seen Sleeping Beauty, The Jungle Book or Toy Story movies, you've seen the work of animator Floyd Norman. For decades, he helped bring Disney and Pixar classics to life. Now he's 81, still working for Disney, where he's plied his trade on and off since he became the studio's first African-American animator of the 1950s. And his love of art began long before the Disney job, as he reveals in a new documentary called An Animated Life. He said any empty surface was a blank canvas for him. His mother was constantly scrubbing scribbles off the wall. He said, I was drawing on everything. You can check out the story via the Cocktail Nation magazine. Link's up on the website right now. Music from the new album, At Sea. It's Ixtahule and Kubita Train on the Cocktail Nation.
Sweetheart.
I have a surprise for you.
Another one?
there's a man in the phone booth behind you.
Terrific.
Donation, codename Carter, perfect clarity, perfect cut. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with some swank advice now.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
A short one this week. All about coffee. When you get to the front of the line at your local coffee shop, be it a Starbucks or a McDonald's or something like that, here's some swank advice. And I experienced this just the other day. Don't tell the barista to wait while you wrap up your phone discussion. Simple thing is, the barista hates you, and so does everyone behind you. And they're also secretly hoping that the barista spits in your latte. Here's Hugo Montenegro, Hazy Shade of Winter.
Oh,
digue de cocktail Nation 8 longe leader coucou père.
Out of clover, mortgaged up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks. Don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thump your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. Hear me shout, world, here I come. Yes, and look out, world, here I come.
Digue de cocktail Nation 8 longe leader coucou père.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Hello.
I just ring you up and encourage you and say that you're doing a fantastic job, and it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio, buddy.
Hey, Coop, how you doing?
And of course, you're always going to hear Mark Denny and Martha Wyman and all the great.
I'm very happy and proud to be on your show, and thank you for calling halfway around the world.
Lounge, Exotica, and Spy Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation 8 Coucou Père. This is the Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
I cannot accept that course of action. I cannot accept that course of action.
James Bond.
What of it?
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. But I love you. Yes, I love you. Gazing at people, some hand in hand. Just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. just what you want to be. You're gonna be in the end, and I love you. Yes, I love you.
Lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent.
Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and suckles her son. Senior citizens, man, wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Remove the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white.
But
we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Cocktail Nation with Nutty and the Impossible Past. We'll leave you now with Alika Lyman. Stay up.
Thank you.